Screenplay commencing in 3, 2, 1.
I'm Stephen Dornbos.
I'm Eric Ritterby.
And we're a little freaked out right now because we were just talking about The Invisible Man.
Are you freaked out? I know I'm freaked out.
And somehow, the recording equipment was turned off after we turned it on. I didn't touch the equipment.
It wasn't
I know
me.
You didn't.
I'm way over here.
So
the audience can see clearly that I'm way over here.
So we're talking about The Invisible Man and other, what they call, Blumhouse Productions.
Yeah.
So tell everybody real quick what a Blumhouse production is.
A Blumhouse production is a low-budget, super low-budget horror movie that brings in tons of money because they're so good and so popular.
And
for instance, The Conjuring,
okay.
The Nun, those
but you
types
said
of movies.
Those things scared the bejesus out of you.
Oh, they make definitely the best horror movies today and in the last decade or so.
So low budget to create, but high profit on what they yield.
Yeah, big. I can't talk right.
This is like a chicken in here.
Big profit.
So. So it's cool because they're apparently Universal's attempting to resurrect their idea for the Dark Universe, which is
course like correct.
Bringing back all those scary monsters from the early 20s and 30s of movie making, mm-hmm. and introducing them to the new audiences. They tried that with The Mummy starring Tom Cruise, but that fell flat because, like, why did that fall flat?
Well, it fell flat because it was not a horror movie. It was an action movie.
Right. So
they tried to make it look like an Avengers movie.
And I guess they were trying to make it like those old Brendan, well, not old, but more recent Brendan Fraser mummy movies, which.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right.
If you're trying to make something scary, I mean, those were fun movies, but.
Yeah.
It didn't work in this case. Hey, and no fault to Tom Cruise either, because we know he's the man.
I love seeing Tom Cruise stunts, but I don't want to see Tom Cruise stunts in a monster movie.
It just didn't work it overall. And so they're doing a reset and they're doing these low budget quality horror movies. I watched the trailer for The Invisible Man and I was freaked out. And you're afraid to watch it.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking about it after watching that trailer with you. I might chicken out and not go see the movie.
Come on, what's your comfort food?
If I do go, like, I already know I'm going to have to get the biggest bag of popcorn that they have because I will just keep eating and eating. When I'm nervous and scared, I'll just keep shoveling it in my mouth, closing my eyes.
Didn't you bring your teddy bear?
I didn't. Okay, listen, folks. I did not pack my teddy bear when I moved to Germany.
So
it's just a rumor.
If you have a teddy bear you'd like to donate, just bring it by AFN, and we'll gladly accept it and take it to the movies with us.
Screenplay on AFN.